This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 183 for Monday, December 12th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is modestly lower to begin the week despite higher crude oil prices and a weaker loonie. Crude oil is increasing due to a number of interest rate decisions this week by central banks, as well as the ongoing shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, which suffered a leak last week. Chicago soy oil is higher, while European rapeseed is lower and Malaysian palm oil is mostly higher. The Canadian dollar is down more than one quarter of a United States cent on Monday morning. The January canola contract is down $3.70 per ton at $868.70, while the March canola contract is down $7.70 per ton at $853.20. In the U.S., corn is making gains as well as wheat, while soybeans are taking a tumble. The USDA reduced corn exports by 75 million bushels to 1.26 billion bushels in Friday's World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates. Last week, more than 76,000 contracts were sold on the Chicago Board of Trade in the biggest week of selling since 2019, resulting in a net long of nearly 38,000 contracts, the smallest since July. While rains fell in Argentina last weekend, the market remains concerned about drought conditions in the country and the possible effect on its corn crop. The March corn contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.50. Soybean contracts are falling on Monday morning due to the rains in Argentina. However, only a light amount of precipitation is expected over the next 2 weeks, with Brazilian soybean conditions appearing much more favorable. The USDA left the soybean balance sheet unchanged, but it reduced soil biofuel use by 200 million pounds. Funds exited 51% of their soil long position for the week ended December 6th. The January soybean contract is down 19 U.S. cents per bushel to $14.65. The USDA reduced its projection for world wheat production by 2.1 million tons, as both Argentina's and Canada's wheat production estimates were lowered. Australia's wheat crop was raised 2.1 million tons to 36.6 million, the country's largest on record. The U.S. domestic balance sheet was left unchanged. Canadian wheat exports were strong for the week ended December 4th with 302,500 tons, increasing its total for the crop year at 6.7 million, according to the Canadian Grain Commission. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.45. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, December 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.